The Good News, according to Luke, chapter 11. And it happened, as he was praying in a certain place, that when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray just as John also taught his disciples. So he said to them, When you pray, say, Father, the one in the heavens, may your name be revered as holy. May your kingdom come. May your will be done on the earth as it is in the heavens. Provide us with food sufficient for today, and forgive us our sins, when we also forgive everyone who has morally failed us. And do not lead us where we might fall into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And he said to them, Which of you has a friend to whom you go at midnight and say to him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine who is traveling has come to visit me, and I have nothing to give him to eat. And he, from inside his house, will answer and say, Don't bother me. I've already locked the door, and my children are already with me in bed. I can't get up to help you. I say to you, although he will not get up and help you because he is your friend, yet because of your insistence, he will get up and give you as many as you need. In the same way, I say to you, ask, and it will be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. And who among you, who has a father, if his son asks for a loaf of bread, would give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, would give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, would give him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? And he was casting out a demon from a man who was mute. And it happened that when the demon had left, the dumb man spoke, and the crowds were amazed. But some of them said, He cast out demons by Beelzebub, the prince of the demons. And others, testing him, wanted him to show them a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said to them, Every kingdom which is divided against itself will be destroyed, and a household divided against itself will fall. And if Satan then is divided against himself, how can his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out demons by Beelzebub. But if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if I, by the finger of God, cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When the strong man, fully armed, guards his own courtyard, his possessions are safe. But when someone stronger than he comes upon him and overcomes him, he takes away from him all his armor in which he trusted and shares the stolen goods with others. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. When an unclean spirit has gone out of a man, it passes through places which have no water, seeking rest, and not finding any, it says, I will go back to my house from where I came out. And when he comes back, he finds it swept and prepared. Then he goes and brings with him 7 other spirits more evil than himself, and they enter in and live there. So the last state of that man becomes worse than the first. And it happened as he said these things, a certain woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts which nursed you. But he said, Instead, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. And when the multitudes were gathering together around him, he began to say, This generation is an evil generation, which is why it anxiously seeks for a sign as proof. But no sign will be given to it, except the sign of Jonah. For just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so the Son of Man will also be a sign to this generation. The Queen of the South will rise up to testify against the men of this generation during the judgment, and will condemn them. For she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and look, someone greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh will stand up to testify against this generation during the judgment, and will condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and look, someone greater than Jonah is here. No one, when he has lighted a lamp, puts it in a hidden place or under a measuring basket, but on the lampstand, so that those who enter in may see because of its brightness. The lamp of your whole being is your eye. When your vision is clear, your whole being is also full of light. And when your vision is faulty, that is, diseased, your whole being is also full of darkness. Therefore, be very careful to keep your spiritual eyesight clear, so that what you think is light in you does not turn out to be darkness. If, therefore, your whole being is full of light, having no dark part, everything will be completely clear inside in the same way that a lamp radiates physical light. Now, as he spoke, a Pharisee invited him to dine with him. So he went into his house and sat down to a meal. And the Pharisee, watching him, was surprised that he had not first washed his hands before dinner. So the Lord said to him, Now you Pharisees wash the outside of the cup and of the serving dish, but inside you are full of trying to take what belongs to others and depravity. You are fools. Didn't he who made the outside make the inside also? But give your inner life to practicing mercy, and look that all things are clean to you. But woe to you, Pharisees, for you carefully tithe from the mint, rue, and every herb you receive, and pass over justice and the love of God. These are the things which are essential to do, and the others not to be omitted. Woe to you, Pharisees, for you love the seats up in front in the synagogues, that is, the religious meeting places, and the special, respectful greetings in the marketplaces. Woe to you, for you are like the hidden graves which men walk over without realizing it. And one of the experts in Jewish law responded by saying to him, Teacher, in saying this, aren't you criticizing us also? And he said, Woe to you, experts in Jewish law, also, for you load men with burdens which are difficult to carry, yet you yourselves won't touch these burdens with one of your fingers. Woe to you, for you build the tombs of the prophets, but it was your fathers who killed them. So you are testifying that you agree with the works of your fathers, for they, on the one hand, killed them, and you, on the other hand, build their tombs. Therefore, God also said in his wisdom, I will send to them prophets and sent ones, and some of them they will kill and persecute, so that this generation will have to answer for the blood of all the prophets, which has been poured out since the foundation of the world. From the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the sanctuary, yes, I say to you, this generation will have to answer for it. Woe to you, experts in Jewish law, for you take away the key of understanding. You yourselves are not entering in, and those who are entering in you prevent. And when he left there, the experts on Jewish law and the Pharisees began to press upon him forcefully, trying to ensnare him by his answers to many questions about many things, lying in wait, looking for something to come out of his mouth for which they could bring charges against him. This is the end of Luke chapter 11.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries. Not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheatministries.com. agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.